Yours truly was reminded about UCLA's purchase of a satellite campus for $80 million in Palos Verdes from a now-defunct small Catholic college. We have blogged about that purchase at various times since it was announced in late September. One thing we noted was the problem of access. Getting there from Westwood by public transit involved close to 3 hours and a lot of walking. Getting there by car, or perhaps some shuttle bus that UCLA could run, entailed a trip on the ever-congested 405 and something like an hour under good conditions. Finally, there was the matter of how much help the satellite campus could be in dealing with promised enrollment increases. We noted that the now-closed college had only a little over 500 students. So, yours truly was a bit surprised to read the statement below in an editorial in the Daily Bruin. The $80 million land acquisition is the largest in UCLA history and is expected to make way for 3,000 more undergraduate students and 350 more graduate students. The UC plans to produce 200,000 more undergraduate and graduate degrees across the system by 2030. In short, roughly 6 times the enrollment of the former college is somehow to be placed on the new satellite campus, which is relatively inaccessible from Westwood. In short, there is a disconnect here which has not so far been explained.